The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The move is over. Everything is in our new house, and wow, it is nice to be here. We have our beds up. We know where our clothes are. But that's about it. In the new house, I have a study, just like in the other house, but this study is twice as big as in the other house, which makes it very nice to spread things out. But one of the differences in this study is also it has the best window for my zebra finch. So you might hear my zebra finch singing in the background every once in a while. Oh, the other thing about this house is it doesn't have a window where Nelson can look out at the road. And so he's not barking nearly as much. That's a plus. One of the things about the move being over is, sure, everything's in the house, but it's not a mess, just controlled chaos, I suppose you would say. Boxes are stacked here, there, and everywhere. We have our clothes in our closets. The beds are up. The kitchen, well, we're still eating off of paper plates and plastic forks and spoons, but we're getting there. We're getting there with everything, but it's going to take time. And with the boxes everywhere, we kind of know what's in the boxes, but only kind of. So when we're looking for something, we have to go through this box and that box until we find it. And when we do, it's like a mini celebration. Woohoo! And when we unpack a box completely and take it out of the house, there's a big celebration. Another box down and away. You know, it's going to be nice, though, with this new house. And we moved here because it's so close to the church. I can walk, and I have walked already once, and that's where I work part-time. The other part-time ministry is here with blind ministry. But so I can walk to the church. I did that this Sunday and then back. That's great. And when everything's unpacked in the house and in its place, it'll be good. It'll be comfortable. The furniture will have its place. I'm still kind of bouncing off of boxes and furniture, being blind, and don't know every corner and angle yet. But that'll come. You know, there's something nice and familiar about a house where everything has its place. The silverware is in this drawer, the plates are in the cupboard, and the furniture has its location. And you can walk around it, and you know where to find things. You know, that routine, that familiarity, that patterns. It's good, especially for us who are blind, because we depend on things being in the same spot always. And oh, about you, but in my house, when things aren't there, that's when where did this go and whatever, and I put it back. Well, you know, maybe I didn't put it back. Well, you know how that goes. You know, and patterns and familiarity routines, it's not just a household thing that we like, but, you know, as I think about it, it's part of life completely. I mean, what do you do when you get up? At least for myself, I get up, I wash, I get dressed, and I eat breakfast. That's a regular routine. At bedtime, what do? I go in the bathroom, I wash, I brush my teeth, I come into the bedroom, take off my clothes, put on my pajamas, and go to bed. There's routines. There's certain radio shows I like at certain times of the day, and I'll stop almost anything in order to get that radio show. As a kid growing up, certain nights had special TV shows. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock was Lost in Space. I think it was 8 o'clock on Friday was Hogan's Heroes. My dad loved Saturday night Mannix, a detective show at 9 o'clock. And so on it goes. We like routines and patterns. You know, that can and should be true also spiritually. Have you ever thought about that? Do you have any patterns or routines spiritually? One thing I try very hard to do is when I go to bed, I think about the day and then I pray about it. I thank God for the things that went well. I thank him for the things that didn't go well. I pray for people. And then I drift off to sleep. somewhere early in the morning after breakfast, I'll sit down and I'll pray. I'll read some of God's word. And I think, how is that going to connect with me in this day? On Sundays, we have the privilege of going to church. I know not everybody does, because it can be a difficult thing for people who are blind. There's routines spiritually that we can do. And when we do, it helps us and reminds us of God and what he does for us. Now, it's not a natural thing. In fact, I know even with life, some people don't like routines and patterns, but they like to do everything on the spur of the moment. But I bet even they, you can find routines and patterns in their lives. I went looking, and I found a verse from Psalm 77, verse 11. Here's how it says. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great then but our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. This verse, it starts by saying, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember the miracles of long ago. We don't have miracles necessarily in our life, in our day. Sometimes people wish for them. But if we stop and think about the miracles that God has done, we will see that he does miracles even today. It might not be parting the Red Sea. It might not be healing a person who is sick. But yet, bringing a spouse home safely, providing food on the table, helping you through the day. These are miracles that God does for us as well. When we take time and make it a regular routine to be thinking about God, talking to God, then we're much, much, much more aware of his presence. When we think about what Jesus did, talk about a mighty miracle. He was a perfect man. He suffered on the cross and died. But then he rose from the dead. How do you put this together? A perfect man dies a sinner's death? Well, that's the substitute. And by his coming back to life, he has said, I promise this to you. That's a miracle. And I know you've heard that story before, more than likely. But when we think about what that means, then we realize it connects with us. When we think about Jesus and the things he did, feeding the hungry with 5 loaves and two fish, we can see how God, through Jesus, provided for the people and their needs, and how Jesus showed himself to be God. Well, we can see God providing for us now, and how Jesus not only is our Savior, but can help us in many other ways. When we remember the miracles he's done, then we'll see his hands at work again. Join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the miracles you have done. And we think about them. How you did the miracle of living in this world without sin, dying in the place of sinners, rising from the dead, and promise that to us. We thank you for providing for our needs, for protecting us. Lord, help us to remember you and take time for you every day so that we will see you at work in our lives every day. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Back to the move. I'll probably have another story or two about the move as it comes up, because it's a big monumental thing. But if you have a story about a move, please, please write me and let me know that. You can do so at dave@not-alone.net. And or you can just hit reply to the email notice that goes out to you. If you have any other topics or thoughts you want to share with me, I'd be happy to hear them as well. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.